All right, Clown Corps, another week, another series of bullshit. It's HVK and V. What's up, brother?
Here. What's up, everybody?
So, unscripted note, how was the Renaissance Fair, by the way, since...
That shit was... So, funny story. I assumed you had figured out we were going to the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah. No, Babes like, mentioned it, and I was just like, oh, all right, I'll just do
it. But I just love that telepathic connection we have, like... Yeah, no, I'm going to be at the Renaissance Fair. I'm not going to be there this week. But to be honest, it was really, really good. Always take your kids and friends to the PA Renaissance Fair. Shout out to them real quick. Hey, pay us for this, please.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I wish. Right? I wish. Please, with the, not you. You're not the problem. I'm the problem with the way I talk and the shit I say. There
oh,
is.
Oh, no, absolutely not. We're,
there's they a 0% will never give chance. Us a There's a 0% chance anybody ever gives us a sponsorship deal with the way that I speak. But yeah, what do you
absolutely not. But that's why I'm here, HVK.
And then people are like, why do you have to sound that way all the time? And I was like, well, first of all, that's just the way I sound.
And secondly, here I thought the first question would be, why did you bring on a brown guy?
And if, well, they can't see us, so it's well, that's the other thing. Right, I have actually been told if we did video, we would be more successful because people prefer to watch video on YouTube and whatnot, which is true.
True.
This is I am not refuting that in any way. So maybe
but I'm ugly.
Maybe something we look to in the future. You just put up you get one of those like VTuber things. We get a pic. You could just be
word like a little animated motherfucker.
Yeah, you could be except this is how you make you keep the same voice. Just make yourself as a little brown anime girl with an afro and bunny ears. There you go. Because apparently that makes money.
I was going to make myself darker.
be like blackface.
Black VR? I don't know. That sounds like not bad. I'll check with the black folk and get back to you.
But so we missed. Well, I mean, I didn't miss last week, but there was a couple of things I wanted to hit last week that just came to my attention that I obviously didn't get to do with you, so I just improvised some stuff. But I wanted to talk some animation, because animation is in a weird death spiral, and it kind of has been for some time. So I sent you a bunch of links before we started the episode. You can open them anytime you want. The first one I had sent you is from Animation Magazine, and I just want to kind of go through some of these. Now, this is actually from 2022. So when I say that this has been going on for a while, this has literally been going on for probably the last 3 or 4 years, and it's kind of hitting a bit of a peak, right? So as of August 2022, HBO Max dumped stunning number of animated shows. Now, what I find interesting is when I went through this, I don't even know these shows. So on some level, the stuff they're canceling becomes a matter of quality or quantity over quality, right? Which we see a lot with streaming services. They just throw shit at the wall and see if it sticks. The problem with that is they're not really putting a whole lot of effort in. It doesn't seem like they vet these things. Like Aquaman, King of Atlantis, you'd think I would know what that is. I think it's actually just a
DC. Oh, God. I didn't even notice it, and it was the first on the list. Yeah.
But it's like Yabba Dabba Dinosaurs. I don't know what that is. Uncle Grandpa.
Uncle Grandpa, I know. And honestly, I'm surprised it was on Max. There's not a lot of super adult themes.
I would not have pegged you for incest animation.
I didn't say I watched a lot of it. Damn.
I've never heard of it before, but I hear Uncle Grandpa and I think...
No. I get that assumption. They lean into the ridiculousness of it. Like, it's a good cartoon. I don't know what the fuck it's doing on Max. Like, you could show that to kids all day. Why the fuck are you going to advertise that to adults?
So, I will say that when it comes to Max, HBO Max, whatever, they have Warner Brothers under their umbrella, right? So, it's obvious because they have Aquaman. That's where all the animated Justice League, Batman kind of stuff is. So, they have a plethora of things that they can fall back on that's obviously not this. The next one, the Netflix one, this is where we're going to go to. And we talked about animation briefly once before, and I ripped on Steven Universe and the CalArts style. That's p- part of all this, but we'll get there. This is also from 2022, and I remember people spurging out when this thing was canceled, and with the amount of people that were spurging out over it being canceled, if you just watched the goddamn thing, it probably wouldn't have been canceled, but these are people that are like, you know, these are chronic Twitter people.
Yeah, don't watch anything, talk about it all day,
though. Q-Force,
yeah, Queer Force. First of all, that's a stupid fucking name. Like, you definitely said that to someone in your life, and they looked at you because they loved you and told you, that's a stupid fucking name.
Yeah. That just sounds dumb. Apparently, it's about gay spies. No one cares.
Yeah, no.
It sounds like even the premise of it. One day, Mary takes the decision to prove him. Mary takes the decision to prove himself.
Okay.
The American intelligence agency. Oh, I see what you did there. And presents a case for his team to solve. The agency approved, but there's a catch. Q-Force must add a new member to their team, i.e., a straight guy. Oh my goodness!
I wonder why this children's cartoon got canceled.
Be still my heart. I am sure that hilarity ensued. And then there's a couple of other ones that it talks about, like Roald Dahl's The Twits was axed. And this was all back in 2022. There's a handful of other Netflix shows.
So to be honest about this, like, I get it. I get what you were trying to do here. It's like, you make the straight guy the lovable, quirky kind of dude. But, and it's like, it's to kind of like build the reputation. Like, I get what you were going for. But at the same time, you can't just sit there and fucking fold to this bullshit. You can't sit there and be like, now everyone is gay. It's like, that's not the case. That's not reality. It's just not. It's science. Sorry. Love my homosexual homies, even my transsexual homies. But the facts are fucking facts. Like, you can't sit there and put out to the world that everyone is gay, everyone is bi, everyone is trans. Because it is a minority. As a fucking minority, I gotta tell you, this kind of shit happens.
Like, well, that's what happens when... It's not just the rainbow cult style shows. I know not everybody who's gay is part of the rainbow cult. I'm just saying that is a tongue in cheek thing. Okay, everybody, calm
shout
down.
Out to the homosexual homes.
Don't get your panties and or G strings, whatever the hell you fucking people wear in a wad. But if we go to the next one, the LA Times, it's not just the rainbow cult people that are struggling with animation. And I'm scrolling down here a little bit. I want to get to this paragraph here. So it talks about a number of streaming services that have all been released within a short period of time to each other. The result has been a roller coaster ride for animation. Streaming, once touted as a boon for the animation industry and the herald of a new golden age, hit up against the economic realities behind these new media endeavors. 2022 in particular, notice every article so far is in 2022, was a tough year for animation, with streaming services scrapping numerous projects and removing existing titles from their platforms entirely. After announcing it had lost 200,000 subscribers in the first quarter of 2022, Netflix started canceling animated shows, both ongoing series and those in various stages of development. While some of these decisions were reportedly based on creative reasons, they were against the backdrop of layoffs. If you remember, Netflix got hit hard. They laid off a shitload of people. Stock prices, not going to get into that. The streamer formerly known as HBO Max followed suit, not only canceling projects, but also removing several titles, including a number of... Now, keep in mind, HBO Max, we already talked about, canceled a bunch of shit, removed a bunch of shit. They canceled other projects that were in the works that if we scrolled more through that first article, it would mention, but it didn't mention all the show's names. But they kept Velma. I don't know who Mindy Kaling was blowing at Warner Brothers.
She had to be good.
But she must be. She must be able to suck a golf ball through a garden hose. Exactly. Because Velma was Velma was like an animation abortion. It was that bad. Like, dear Lord. Okay.
I do have to say something here, because there is something interesting off of the paragraphs. They mentioned the cost of animation, and that's very true. Animation is very expensive. Hold on, because animation is very expensive, but here's the thing about it. When it's done right and when it's done well, it pays for itself.
Yes, 100%. Because animation, I always go back to the Bruce Timm, Paul Dini, what I call the golden era of animation during the late 80s, early 90s, even into the 2000s with a lot of the DC stuff, right? You have Batman the Animated Series, which I watched as a kid. I now own the full series on DVD, and I can still rewatch it as an adult. Now with my own toddler son, and we both enjoy it.
Still good.
The Superman series. I don't even like Superman, folks. Like, Superman's kind of a shit character, in my opinion. I find him very boring. But that show is good. That's how good it is. That I think Superman sucks. I'm a Bat Stan. And that show's good. The Justice League is good. And I'm a Hal Jordan fan. They didn't even use Hal Jordan. They used John.
They used God, yeah.
And I still
thought my favorite Green Lantern.
I still thought it was great. And then you have Justice League Unlimited, which introduced a lot of the other lesser known Justice League characters. But one of the things with animation that they need to hit on is you need to hit the adult audience hard and treat adults like adults. For example, Futurama, right? Futurama was great at that. Family Guy has been great at that. Or you need to have something that can be both for kids and also either strictly for kids and merchandise the hell out of it, like Transformers and stuff like that, the old 80s Ninja Turtles, or have something that targets both markets, which requires finesse and storytelling and also good animation. Here's a personal take. I know some people will agree with me. When I watch a show, if everybody looks like the same sort of amorphous circular blob, I'm not watching it. That animation, I can't look at animation that I can't tell the difference between the main character and Jabba the Hutt.
I can't tell
the difference between the men and the women. I can't take that CalArt style. And the fact that that has become the predominant art style in Western animation is that's why a lot of this stuff is getting canceled, frankly. In the short time that I've been watching anime, I remember everybody used to say, I've actually heard people say, I remember this when I was in high school, I wasn't watching anime, and I remember somebody once saying, anime is like Asian people, they all look alike. Now, that shit's funny as hell. However,
I'm getting canceled.
In the short amount of time I've been watching anime, yes, there are absolutely certain similarities between all styles. However, there is a broad spectrum of how that it all is definably anime in the sense that it all has that Japanese touch to it, right? Something, for example, My Adventures with Superman is sorely lacking.
Yeah, right.
And we will get to that show again, because I tortured myself and watched a little bit more. And
oh, yay!
there's a reason why, folks, that the Japanese animation is so incredibly popular right now. And American animation isn't, besides
just blowing people in the bathroom. Soul.
Besides CalArts. But it all looks different. It all looks unique. When I watch, Dragon Ball doesn't look like Gundam, doesn't look like DxD, doesn't look like My Hero, doesn't
look like Dragon Jujutsu, Ball.
It doesn't look like Jujutsu Kaisen. It doesn't look like Robotech.
Like, it's one of the reasons I love Robotech, but it's one of the reasons I really love those posts online that you'll see where people take a very famous anime character and do it in different anime styles, because it really shows you the depth and the difference, how each artist is different. And the beautiful thing about anime and manga, that why I really love the medium, is because it doesn't just come with that difference in art. It's the storytelling. It's all unique. It's all, nothing is real exactly the same, but at the same time, it all has the same elements. And we used to have that, man. Like with Spider-Man, with Batman, with Superman, even with Green Lantern, like you name them. We used to have that across the fucking board, and it's gone.
American animation, even comic book animation. And this is what's wild about it. Think about the golden era of DC animation in the 90s. Think about the number of characters that Paul Dini and Bruce Timm spawned within the animated realm that were so good, they incorporated them into the comics.
They got their own shows at some point.
Off the top of my head, Harley, Harley was created for the animated series, and Livewire for Superman. One for Batman, one for Superman. That's what I'll give you guys. Yep. Those were not comic characters. Those were created in animation. That's how influential the animation was. It was arguably bigger than the comics. It was influencing the comics, and it was influencing it in a positive way. But this is the one I really want you to go to. The article from CableTV.com, Netflix animation cancels and renewals in 2023.
Oh, okay.
I love this one. This one was actually released earlier this month, but it was at the beginning of August. So the first paragraph, I love it because it's facts. Almost every major streaming service made big changes in the last year, including laying off employees en masse. I like how there's a footnote for that, as if there's like a justification for it other than our product sucks.
Yeah, we have no money. You're fired. Sorry.
Raising prices, introducing ad-supported plans. Yes, that is why I pay for a streaming service, to get away from ads, only to have more ads shoved in my face.
Like, that's exactly what I'm paying for.
And canceling or outright removing tons of original content. Again, they say tons of original content. That goes back to what I said before. They went for quantity, not quality. But I like the box if you just go a little bit of the ways down. It's like immediately into like copium mode. There's still a lot to look forward to in
2023.
No, there's not.
You just spent the last three paragraphs telling me why everything was shit.
The animated sky is falling, but there's still a lot to look forward to. And then you scroll down. Recently canceled Netflix animated series. And what do you see? CalArts bullshit. Now, look at that picture. Look at that horrendous nonsense.
My favorite thing there is the dog.
That dog's face is my soul when I look at this.
Right? Exactly. That's why it's my favorite thing. It's like my reaction to this whole artistic portrayal.
So, I'm just going to read some of these titles here. Dead End Paranormal Park. That's the image we see above us, by the way, is Dead End Park or whatever.
I've heard of Paranormal Park.
Netflix canceled Dead End Paranormal Park in January 2023, and no one noticed. This one really hurts. Dead End was a horror comedy about a haunted amusement park. Wow, I couldn't piece that together with the title.
It was.
And it was so good. It even had a musical episode. Yeah. And who does that appeal to? Speaking of musicals, I saw the most atrocious thing on Disney Plus, and it is the title is a meme. High School Musical, the series.
The fuck?
This is like a bad 80s action series that has well outlived its point. Like, you remember at the beginning of Tropic Thunder?
This is like having Grease the series.
You remember at the beginning of Tropic Thunder where they were like, Scorcher 6? It's like, Scorcher 6, Global Frost, or whatever the hell it was. And it's like, A, it's why, and B, it's like, you're just running out of names at this point. High School Musical, the musical. First of all,
High School Musical, the musical.
This is the ultimate insulting your fan base. It's called High School Musical. Then you reminded them it's a musical. Literally,
you told them it's a series, and they couldn't say it was more than one fucking episode.
It's one word later. High School Musical, there's the one word. That's musical.
Word.
It's like, okay, the series. Great. Awesome. You could have just said High School Musical, the series, because I know it was a movie first.
But why in God's name did it need a series?
Because somebody needed a job, I guess. I don't know. I guess. And we'll get to jobs, because I haven't forgotten about the writer's strike. And this is why the writer's strike is going on for so long, because this is the sort of shit you're giving us. You're giving us Dead End Paranormal Park with literally the animation. These characters look like something.
Please, writers, keep striking. I really need that chance.
The shape of these characters in this show looks like something I left in a toilet bowl before we started recording.
Was that like, pretty?
They're just bulbous and nasty looking. Inside Job is another one. It's supposed to be for adults. The shitty millennial humor, by the way, that's got to go. Where everybody talks really fast and everybody interjects and everybody says it like this and blah, 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 and it's like, that's not funny.
No, it worked for Family Guy because they were the first ones to do
that's
it.
That's irritating. Family Guy doesn't even really do it. There's certain characters that talk that way. But exactly. My Adventures with
Everyone's
Superman,
trying to mimic it.
My Adventures with Superman does it too, where everyone talks that way. And it's like, stop it. People don't talk like that. It's like they took the way people talk in like TikTok and Instagram 1 minute videos, and they just think everyone talks that way. No one talks like that. The Midnight Gospel. Don't know. Don't care.
Yeah.
Q-Force.
Ah, there it is again.
Canceled in 2022. I love it. We're super bummed about this one. Okay.
Who's we? I'm pretty sure the writer was the only other person that knew about this one.
Disenchantment.
I really like that one, actually.
I didn't. This felt like they were just trying to cash in on that Futurama nonsense, and it just didn't work.
I get it, but I was very intrigued by the I like the world that they build. I like the idea of a Futurama-esque kind of series in the medieval kind of setting. I think it could work really well. But I see why you wouldn't like it.
It didn't work, in my opinion. And I think it was trying too hard. Instead of being more like you said, Futurama in a fantasy setting, it was, again, trying to appeal to like the millennial Gen Z base. And millennials and Gen Z aren't funny.
No, good point, though.
Like, name one great from our generation or beyond. Name a great stand-up comedian.
There's that guy that doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And Big Mouth. This show is so fun. If you like Big Mouth, you're probably on a list somewhere, and rightfully so. I'm not one for NSA lists, but if you like Big Mouth, you deserve to be on there.
It is weird. It is weird. No matter how you look at it, it is weird. It is funny. But it is weird.
No, it's not funny. It's fucking creepy. I'm sorry. Like, that shit is... let's do a puberty comedy. Oh. Okay.
Like, no, it all comes off weird. They have good jokes, but it all comes off weird.
Now, Agretsuko, I skipped over for a reason. Agretsuko was recommended to me by our boy Knack because he was like, oh, you're a metal guy. You would love this. It's about a woman that is a dog. Again, anthropomorphic. They use the wrong word in this paragraph. I'll get to that. But they're anthropomorphic animal people. She works this Monday. It's like The Office, but then she does death metal karaoke in the after hours. I watched a couple of episodes.
I've seen a few commercials about that. It's done chibi style, where everything is supposed to look cute.
The premise, I think, is pretty funny. It didn't really hit for me. It wasn't terrible, though, like the rest of these. However... it says here, it looks like a planned finality, though, rather than a cancellation. Netflix may hate dogs. I don't know. Why? I don't get that statement. But it loves Sanrio's death metal furry office workers. No.
Sorry.
They are not furries.
Not even fucking Netflix deserves that.
Anthropomorphic animals.
No, you're absolutely right. I see why you made that fucking distinction earlier.
I am not letting them do that. They are not co-opting this
shit. And no one should.
Here's the thing. Werewolves are not furries. If you have your little fursuit and everything, that's furry.
That is furry. The people who think they're werewolves, that's a furry.
That's a furry. You need to see a doctor. You can still do it in your free time, but no, you are not a werewolf.
Now, once you do that shit in public, that's doctor time.
Minotaurs, those are mythical creatures. These characters are anthropomorphized animals. Bluey is not a furry cartoon, you weirdos. Like, come on.
Weird. Now, very, very weird to say that.
This other article came out a couple of days later, and it was on Yahoo via The Hollywood Reporter, just being honest. August 7th, 2023. In the bloodbath that is animation, I always love that there are also activist groups looking to get their pound of flesh.
Women
in animation president warns of rough time ahead while introducing new member resources. So the fact that there's something called women in animation, as if we need an advocate group in order to get a job, which, to be fair, they probably did get jobs through the advocate group. That's why so much shit got canceled.
Because you couldn't get, we fucked up.
You couldn't get picked up on merit. But I love that. So I really love the fact.
Fucking social agenda.
I don't know who her name is. I don't really care. But I just love the fact that there's basically a Screen Actors Guild variant of this whole thing. There's an activist group that's like, hey, animators are getting axed, people aren't getting pickup, but we're going to offer more resources, remember to pay your dues. So it's like, your broke ass should pay us for nothing.
Doing a goddamn thing for you.
That's why I hate these advocacy groups. So I just wanted to hit that one. Last one before I get to the strike. Last one, because there is a God. Because if you go to the last one I sent you, NBC News, mm-hmm. Warner Brothers suspends deal with Mindy Kaling, J.J. Abrams, and other top creators.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know if you guys can hear me clapping, but I am. My mic might not be picking it up. Mindy Kaling. I don't know how Velma got greenlit for a second season, but it seems as though God have mercy on us all. Nope,
I'll tell you exactly how. It was a pre-written deal.
Probably, yes. Yeah, you're probably right. It was probably contracted for at least two seasons. Because mm-hmm. that show, when I call it an animation abortion, that is everything that could possibly be insulting to your intelligence as a watcher, that show has it.
Yo, Mindy even Kaling, the people it was targeted for hate that shit.
Mindy Kaling is so untalented. You want to see an example of failing upward. I mean, look at her picture there. Is that not the smuggest bitch you've ever seen next to
In my life. She looks like she thinks she actually made it.
She's got like the same face.
Put her there.
She's got the same face as a woman that succeeds without trying that Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris both have. Mm. Like, it is just.
But you're right, though.
I knew I was right. Now, I know J.J. Abrams was actually working on, like, some sort of animated Batman series that was based on the universe of, like, the Batman movie. The Robert Pattinson one, the Pattinson movie, as people call it. But I wanted to hit this one last, not because I wanted to see Mindy Kaling get her comeuppance, but it says, the Writers Guild of America strike is entering its fifth month with no end in sight. Here's the thing about the whole Writers Guild strike and everything. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm not a socialist. I think unions I think unions are largely bullshit. And I have family members that have worked in things like construction and whatnot and have been members of unions. I also have friends that have worked that currently work as teachers. They also say that unions are basically racketeering jobs, like women in animation, for example. And
they
just
get the fuck out of here. The idea made from the was a racketeering job.
But you said it before, V, with this strike going on and the fact that they are canceling all these shows tells you that there is a search for quality. If not from the corporations, they're not companies, they're corporations. It's a different thing. If not from these corporate bodies, but from the viewing audience. The viewing audience wants something of quality. They want something that doesn't insult their intelligence. They want something that's entertaining or funny, something that's heroic, something that's adventurous, something that is relatable.
Something original.
Something original. Like they don't need a Velma reboot. That's not what we want.
Yeah, like, and here's the thing, because reboots can be very good. They can be.
They can.
But even those reboots are original. There's something about, there is a piece of that writer inside of it because they loved that series. You know
and
what
that's,
I mean?
Well, that's the activism part, right? Like, don't, and I say this, even if you're creating something original, please, and you can do these things, but I don't think most people are not George Orwell, where they can create something that makes a socio-political statement while also being an entertaining novel in its own right.
Yeah, for real, for real.
Let's be real. Most people are not going to write Blade Runner.
It's called talent.
But you can write something. Keep the political aspect out of it. That is not the same as saying you can't have in-universe, in-world politics. Yeah. But please,
you can even put your real world out there.
Keep the real world stuff out of it. Well, that's what Starship Troopers is, right? If you read the book, not the shitty movie. Although the movie's
I love that shitty movie. It is so shitty.
Well, that's because Paul Verhoeven is a communist.
Yeah, and it's all over the fucking movie.
Well, he thinks Starship Troopers is a fascist movie. which is funny.
Yeah, because it's the opposite.
It's not even a communist movie. Like, if you actually really? Watch what's going on there, no, it's really not. It's a fascist veneer on what I would consider the ultimate meritocracy. Now, is it a flawed society? Absolutely. However, it is a highly meritocratic society, and I say this as a military member, where if you remember, there's the scene where they do the initial invasion of Klyndathu, I think it is, and it fails. And what does the general do? She steps down. She fucks up so catastrophically that she takes ownership of it and steps down. I have never seen, in over 12 years, a single officer that fucks up, gets people hurt or killed or fails a mission, take anything approaching that level of responsibility.
Yeah, right.
Where they even say, this is my fault. And the ones that do say, this is my fault, say, this is my fault, but, and as my father used to say, everything before but is bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
So, the Writers Guild strike is basically a bunch of people that have no talent, that don't deserve to be in these positions, that got these positions because they're diversity hires, probably, and they are not, they aren't, their shows are being canceled. There's hell, the Snow White movie is apparently on the chopping block for Disney. Probably because Rachel's...
For the love of fucking God, because if I see another black remake of a white character, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to tell everybody why they're doing their job wrong.
She's Spanish, bro.
Oh, that makes me mad.
Although, I find it funny. I saw a picture of her. I was like, damn, she's supposed to be Snow White, the fairest of them all. She's supposed to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. No wonder why they had to change what
literally
fairest of them all means.
The fucking nickname is the fairest of them all.
The woman has no curves to her. Like, how are you going to be like... Anyway, I'm not gonna boob shame.
Nah, it's okay, because mi gente, right? Like, because you want to sit here and play a...
How are you
like,
going to be a Hispanic woman? How are you going to be a Hispanic woman with less of an ass than Brie Larson? Come on now. That's not a good look.
No. Someone ain't feeding her right.
Now,
if someone got on the vegan diet.
I'm personally not interested in writing screenplays and things like that, so that's why I'm not taking advantage of it. But if you're out there and you're ever considering, now's the time.
I've got a screenplay literally ready for a series. Like, I just need an artist. Like, you guys can do it too. Like,
put it out there.
I'm the stoner, remember? Like, and I have a screenplay out.
Now is the time, especially because the average person that might be doing something in their free time or puts together, like, I have seen stuff that I can watch for free on YouTube that has been leagues better in animation than what Netflix or Disney or, you know, any number of these original content, quote unquote, shows on these streaming services. Way better than that. And it's just some dude that's doing it out of passion in a free time. And that's what the American animation market has been missing. It's all diversity hires. It's all pandering bullshit. Like you said, Q-Force. That was never going to fly. You would need every gay person in America to watch that in order to really hit the mark in order to sustain
make the money back. Like,
it's just not there, you know? And
you can have your gay character. Shit, I have a net... And I hope gay people love this. I have a natural gay character in my book just because that's who the fuck he was. Like, that's how he dressed. That's who he was. But when you do some shit like Q-Force, like, you're forcing it. You're forcing it. Sorry.
So, like, do a better animation style. Stop with the CalArts shit. I know why they do it. It's quick, it's cheap, it's low effort. And write something.
Hire 30 people to do it.
Write something that is actually good. Don't do Velma. Like, come on, that was like one of the most low effort, nonsensical thing. I can't believe she got greenlit for that. I can't believe that she had a career after her failed late night comedy show. And late night comedy shows is like bottom of the barrel scraping comedians.
Right. Everyone's drunk.
But anyway, that's all we, or at least that's all I have for this one. You got anything else, V?
Nah, I think I'm good on this one.
All right, the end.